Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, welcome around the world, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And, you know, you watch people on television, some of them you see in the movies, people that you don't know. You know, I mean, you only know what you hear, what you see in the newspapers, and sometimes in the publicity magazines and all that. But you really don't know these people. To say, hey, I know Donald Trump. I mean, we had lunch, you know, or we talked, we hung out a little bit, you know. You don't know them. And yet, you got to vote if you vote. You know, you got to vote. Well, how do you know who to vote for? I mean, there's so much craziness going on, back and forth, back and forth. First, they stopped the talks on the stimulus. Now they supposedly resume them. Of course, you don't know from one minute to the next. They resume them. Maybe they quit again. Who knows? So, how do you know who to vote for? And you know what the bottom line answer is? You really don't know. Because anybody could say anything when the cameras are on them. And then they go home and they say to their wife or spouse, oh, this is horrible. I hate these people. You know? I just want to get my money and tell them what they want to hear, and that's it. You don't know what they say. You know the expression, what goes on behind closed doors? A country singer made a song about that, Charlie Rich. So you really don't know. What's the best measuring rod to decide who to vote for? That's a good question. That's why we feel, or Inner Sight feels very strongly, that the whole method for somebody who wants to be in public office should be changed. You know, people should have to demonstrate, if they're going to raise money, they have money, they should demonstrate what they're going to do for people before they get elected. Now, here again, that doesn't mean that when they get in, they're going to do it. But at least you have a better idea. Oh, so-and-so helped this elderly woman or disabled or whatever, this family, you know, who had nothing or whose child is deathly ill or whatever it may be the case. At least that way, they did something, whether they get elected or not. You know, the system is set up so that you don't know these people. I mean, you can get emails from the White House and the things that Mr. Trump does or that he's going to do, that he's working on, you know. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. He's got to deal with the system. So that's the big question. Who do you vote for? One person says one thing. Another person says another thing. And one of the things that really bugs me is, what is the solution for the whole thing? Now, I haven't heard one candidate or even the Mr. President come out with the solution. You know, how do you help protect people from this virus? How do you fix the economy? How do you protect the country? What's the solution? I mean, specifically, you know, they don't talk about that. They just argue with each other. Now, in my mind, if they care about the country, a debate would be, now what can we do? That should be the debate. What should we be doing? to help the millions of people that are out there. So a lot of them lost their jobs. You know, some people are losing or have lost their homes. People can't pay their rent, you know, and so on and so forth. The government and the medical profession, to me, is responsible for letting this happen because they're so narrow-minded on so many things. So there again, who do you vote for? You know, you got to take a good guess, shot in the dark, and hope that the person cares enough. It's weird, man. It's really weird. Inner Sight around the world, 213-816-1650. If the phones are up, we hope they are. Get our engineer in here. Brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. And we're so sorry to hear about Virginia Diamond passed away, Joanne Diamond's mom. We thank the Akita Rescue. And in this National Guide Dog Month, there is an Akita guide dog. All right, I'm proud to be guided by her. Now, there was some word a while back that there was another one. I don't know if anybody out there knows about it. Try to give us a call. We'd be happy to hear. Get up the subject a little bit, but it is National Guide Dog Month. Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Big East Akita lady. All right, around the world, my buddy Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. So, a good friend of Inner Sight, Mr. Anthony Kennedy. And once again, that number, 631-888-1186. All right. We go around the world with Inner Sight and all the beautiful children. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Cherish them. Go an extra mile for a child. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the others. All right, who have passed away. And the ones that are living, of course. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Some of our friends are goodmojoprinters.com, Sutton Insurance with a .com, and Touro Law Center to the courthouse in Islip, New York. I don't know if they're in the office or not. You'd have to phone them up, or you can go on their website. Inner Sight around the world. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. You need that kind of help. 516-783-9662. Bahamundi. Can't remember the last name. That's cool. Just call him Jimmy. He's a down-to-earth guy. All right. What else we got? There's supposed to be pending some ads on our show. And we've asked Blog to put holistic healing stuff on. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm not too happy with the way the blog response to us, but that's another story. I'm not going to get into that tonight. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and I want to say hello to my friend John out there from Sayville, New York, my friend Bill from Sayville, a couple of good people who have reached out to help us. We greatly appreciate that. Inner Sight. talking tonight about who do you vote for? You know, how do you know who's the right person? I mean, because people say things or they don't say things or they say the wrong thing. So suppose somebody says the wrong thing and they do the right thing. Now, it's been brought to my attention, and I'm sure people know, that Mr. Trump was given steroids. Now, that makes you react in a mental capacity, in a mental way. Could change your mood and all that stuff. So why? I mean, the doctors know that, see? I blame them. Why would the doctors give the President of the United States something that's going to alter his judgment? Very bad for a doctor to do that. That's why they should have called in the holistic people to oversee, to help, and see what's going on. So now you have a president who is taking this stuff, and everybody, of course, is affected in a different way with this stuff. But I hope he doesn't take it for very long. Excuse me, because long term is worse. You know, I hope they get him off that stuff as soon as possible. Well, I didn't hear too much about the debate last night. Well, what I did hear, that there was vast disagreement, and as the news put it, sparks were flying between Ms. Harris and Mike, the vice president. So, you know, they don't seem to be getting together and thinking about the people who need help. That's really the issue. You know, now, according to what I'm hearing on the news, Ms. Pelosi, or as the guy calls her out there in L.A., and Nasty Nancy, you know, a commentator out in L.A., the, I forget his name, Bull something, comes on. He's a commentator, political commentator, and he's humorous, and at the same time, he makes these observations. So, Nancy Pelosi, quit the talks, according to what they said. Now the talks are back, and I don't know, we're going to see what happens with that. But in my mind, and in probably in the mind of many others, Mr. Trump having this virus, you know, doesn't sit well with a lot of people. They say the polls are showing that Biden expanded his lead. Well, I don't know if I believe all these polls. You know, they did a poll with the Stock Exchange or the Wall Street Journal, and then they found out that it was way off. I heard that on the news. So you never know about these polls, these other things. And then, of course, a lot of these ballots in the mail, a lot of controversy about that. And Mr. Trump doesn't believe in that stuff. And I don't blame him. I think people should get out and vote. That's my opinion. All right, in a sight around the world, let's see if we can get a get our engineer in here, co-host. Where are you, engineer? Are you there? If you want to take note of the phone number, 213-816-1650. And we're not telling you who to vote for. Don't misunderstand. We're not endorsing anyone. We've reached out today to the Republicans, and the Republican candidate who's running for Congress. We're going to see if we get a response. One of these candidates stand up and endorse the inner side idea, then we will urge people to vote for them. But until then, or unless that happens, you know, we're not in favor of anyone right now. Because it's so hard to tell what's going on. I think one of the things that the president needs to do is get us that stimulus. I think it's very important that he shows that he cares for people, because a lot of people believe that he doesn't. Somebody told me on the Facebook, it's being recorded that he, when he first came in to the presidency, he was making fun of the disabled or something, you know. But, you know, you see, people can be overly sensitive about that. Everybody's different. You know, I wouldn't care if somebody made fun of me. I'd make fun of them right back if they did the right thing. If they make fun of you, you don't think it's a joke, and they don't do the right thing, then that's an evil situation. But if they make fun of you, you know, they got a good sense of humor, and they're there for you, and they're helping you, and, you know, changing the system or whatever, then who cares? You know? But we'll have to see. One of the most important things right now is this stimulus funding will need to jumpstart this economy that's having a lot of trouble. All right. Inner Sight around the world. By the way, we're on television tonight at 7:30, so the show was on Channel 20 out here on Long Island. New time, 7:30, Thursday night. And Wednesday night, we were on last night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So, vote for whoever you want. All right. Somebody used to tell me, vote. You know, if you don't vote, you have no right to complain or to change things. I don't agree with that. You know, I voted, and where did it get me? You know, so far, the politicians haven't done a damn thing to modify this system for the better. And we're still reaching out to them. So just because you vote doesn't mean that you're going to get something out of it or you're going to get somewhere. A lot of these corporations and groups vote for a certain party because that party supported them. You know? Who supports the disabled? I mean, I don't know of either party that's helping us. They're helping the agencies, but they're not really helping us. I mean, we hear the problems daily from people. Every day. People call, or they stop us, or they, you know, sometimes on the Facebook, And you know the thing, if there's 1, 2, 3, 4 people, there's 400. It's all over the nation. So we need to get someone, Democrat or Republican, I don't care who it is, to understand that this system needs to be changed. Because a person has the right to be in charge of their life. And I don't mean in a half-assed way either. By that I mean that should include the funding that is supposed to be there for us. And the way to do it is to get these agencies to start helping. You know, and possibly that way lowering the taxes for people. Now I heard that Biden wants to raise the taxes for people that make over $400,000 a year. Well, they probably could afford it, but now those people are obviously not going to vote for him. You know. But there's all kinds of loopholes and everything else. I would like to see Mr. Trump take a personal stand. And by that I mean, if Congress doesn't come through, if these talks keep going up and back, and I've said this before, and I believe it, he ought to get his friends together and throw a big benefit, you know, put it under an emergency situation, because that's what this is supposed to be anyway. Throw a big benefit, raise the billions, because he's got the friends that can do this. And, you know, put it under a nonprofit organization where they can get a tax write-off and distribute the stimulus, you know, to the people who need the help. That's what I'd like to see happen. I mean, what law, I'm not a lawyer, but what law says that a president of the United States can't get his friends together to help people in an emergency? I don't think there's any law that would stop him from doing that. That should be his ace in the hole. And I believe if he did that, he would be reelected. Of course, I could be wrong. You know, you have people now who are thinking, he's a sick man. But then they came out with another thing. They keep going back and forth. You don't know what to believe. They came out with a person walking around could not be sick, have no symptoms, and spread the virus. So, who knows? You know, but along with that, the next thing should be, now we're going to tell you how to strengthen your immune system, so if you get the virus, it's going to be minimal. But they don't do that. They don't want you to know about that. They don't want to do that. Too simple. There's no money in that. So, yeah, that's the big question, man. Who do you vote for? You know, you put all these things together. You think it through. You try to listen and hear things that they say. But, you know, it's very hard when they keep going up and back, up and back, up and back. You know, and people can't decide. It makes you think, well, they don't care about us. They only care about their egos or their personal feelings. You know, give more money, less money. Give it. If it's less, that's better than nothing. The more can come later. All right, in a site, no engineer. I don't know what's going on. We don't have an engineer. Therefore, we can't take your phone calls. If you want to make a comment about who do you vote for, call our inner site number, 631-224-3090.
Sorry, had a little trouble calling.
Oh, there you
sorry.
Are.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do the Able News, and then we'll check the lines.
Okay. No, there's nobody on the line. I just, I looked at it. All right, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. With all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, and it is a priority. Also, they have a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and all of that. They also have a personals page that boasts two marriages. They also have where you can register online and get a free subscription, and you visit ablenews.com and register for that free subscription online. And thank you.
All right, in a site, and do we have that post up there on about the guide dog?
Yes, we do.
Oh, it's up there.
Yes.
All right, so you can go to our Facebook if you want to see the post, and there's a couple of questions, actually.
Yes,
it'd be interesting if
we
get any response.
I hope so.
You know? But National Guide Dog Month, I'd like to see President Trump or the guy who wants to be president or his... running mate, do something about this guide dog.
Biden or Kamala? Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, they don't
even
talk
Trump.
About it. They don't even acknowledge
Trump
it.
Or Pence, yeah. Either one. That'd be nice.
So, you know,
yeah.
We talk about who do you vote for. Well, people have to acknowledge other people. People have to... show that they care and do something, not just talk.
Yeah.
Do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, you want somebody's vote. Do something to help that person.
Of course.
You know, do something to equalize everybody.
You want me to read it?
One of the biggest things they can do is amend the ADA with strict enforcement. Now, why doesn't Mr. Trump do that? That would give him every disabled vote in this country, I bet you. If he did that.
Oh, that'd be nice, right?
Yeah. If he got up there and said, I don't like this ADA.
That'd be nice.
I'm going to fix it, you know?
Right?
If anybody interferes with a disabled person, I'm going to make it so a police officer can give them a summons and drag them into court. If anybody, any agency denies you a guide dog, from now on, I'm putting it in the ADA that you can take them to court.
You know why I'm laughing? I like the way you're making his voice sound.
Well, that's what he should do.
Yeah.
Damn it, if he did that.
That'd
look at all the
good.
Votes he get. And what that it doesn't
oh,
cost
yeah,
him
would.
A freaking dime to do that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
He doesn't have to spend no money on that.
No, it doesn't. No.
You know? Who do you vote for? Well, if he did that, we would know who to vote for, wouldn't we?
That's right.
And you know what? He'd make all of all the people who say that he's not a good person look like a jackass if he did that.
Yeah.
They couldn't
also,
say that anymore, I'll tell you that.
No, they couldn't. But
I mean,
then
one move.
Now.
Let him do
true.
It. And
but
and,
then,
and let you
then I'm sorry,
what?
Continue. But then now I want to say something in the opposite. Now say he said something, you know, that also in the opposite he would say, now this is something that I'm going to play devil's advocate. Say he said something that would not, you know, is not quite, you know, right. Also, say he said the opposite. I'm going to play devil's advocate. That would
you
not
mean,
be
you mean
either.
He was negative and he didn't like he
right.
Didn't, he wanted to get rid of the ADA completely and
right. Exactly.
And give
it,
leave
that
us
would
with
really
nothing. Well,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's the opposite. He could
then
do
that.
Then he's
going to lose
yeah.
all those votes.
That's right. He could do that
if
also.
He hasn't lost
I'm
them
doing
already.
The opposite, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would really, you know, be
but
worse.
He ought to do it. You know, the other way would be much
yeah,
better.
He should.
And then if Congress doesn't go along with him, he can say, well, I want to do this. And these idiots
yeah.
won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's what the President of the United States should do. That one thing. You know, and then hopefully he'll expand it and do the whole inner sight thing. But that one thing
yeah.
can be done. You know, he's got friends in the Republican who can draft
yeah.
the bill and push it through. And I tell you something, the Democrats are not going to oppose that. Because you know what they're looking
oh,
for?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want votes, Mr. Trump?
Oh, yeah.
Hear this. Show. Hear this message. Amend the ADA with strict enforcement. Make it criminal
mm-hmm.
to interfere. You know? Make it so that the agencies have to start raising money to create accessibility. And the government put up half the money.
That's right.
You know, match whatever they raise. So, you know, there's the there's what I think.
That's right. I agree.
And the courts can enforce that.
Yeah.
The enforcement should come from the courts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the hell good are they if they don't enforce it?
True.
So who do you vote for? Yeah.
Good question.
You vote for the guy who's going to do what we just said.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Biden hasn't come out and said he's going to do that.
No.
I haven't heard him. He won't even talk about the disabled. I haven't heard one word.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What you read to me, what you read to the world last night on Able News, a bunch of bull. Don't mean a damn thing. It's all double
yeah.
talk.
Yeah.
Double talk. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear specifics
yeah.
on enforcement. That's what I want to hear. Oh, somebody's denied a guide dog. You got to train the dog on your own. They raise the money and they don't give you the medical, your ass is going into court. What kind of crap is this, man?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. This is stuff that would happen in the terrorist countries, not here.
Yeah.
The terrorists would treat you that way. They would
yeah.
use you to raise the money and not help you. That's what they would do. We all know that. But you don't expect that
yeah.
to happen here. All right, 213-816-1650. as I said, we're reaching out to both the Democrats and the Republicans, and we're going to let you know right up to election eve. We're going to let you know if we've gotten any response. I'll tell you, because that's what needs to be done, and these people should come forward and take a stand. We can give them example after example of how people can't get help.
That's true.
It's all over this country. All right, anybody on the line?
Yeah, hang on, let me look.
Who we got?
Let me see.
Inner Sight, we got Inner Sight.
I don't think we have anybody, but
that's
let me
sure.
check. Oh, we always have Inner Sight. Inner Sight is something that you cannot, you know, it comes from within. I mean, that you can't replace, you know.
Inner Sight, everybody needs more of that.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, let me just check. No, we don't have any comments yet. But it's,
no
it's,
calls.
You know, no comments on that post you asked me to look at.
Oh,
that.
Well, that's going to be a hard one because what
yeah,
are people going to say?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they call the schools, they're going to give them a song and a dance, but they won't answer the question. You know, they sure as hell won't answer the question. They'll say, where'd you hear about this? And the person, from Inner Sight. Oh, those people.
Those people.
You mean that guy Perino?
Those crazy people. And that woman, that crazy woman with him.
Well, that's probably what would happen, but who cares? You know?
Oh, guess who we have tonight? Ooh. We have Lovey Drops.
Is Michelle on our Facebook? Is she a friend?
I invited her, but...
Yeah, I wanted to see the post.
Yeah, I did invite her, but she has... I did invite her.
Yeah, but is she there? Is she a friend?
No, I don't think she is.
What happened? She forgot.
I think she might be. No, I think she's a friend of me, or I'm not sure actually. I'd have to look into it.
Well, you have your
I'd have to look further.
The post is on your Facebook, right?
Yeah, it should be, but I'm not sure if she is.
Well, yeah, we
got to
spread this around. I want it up on Twitter.
She follows. I follow her, but I'm not quite sure if she's a friend. We also have Maureen now. She chimed in. So Maureen and Louie.
Well, when you get a chance, see if you can get Michelle into our
Facebook
where she can see the post.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Who we got? Louie?
We got Louie and Maureen popped out, I think, maybe because she didn't hear. We were having
all right,
we'll
take a call from Louie.
Lovey Drops. Okay, here we go.
Around the world, Inner Sight.
All right. Thank you.
Louie from Long Island.
Louie. Hey, Louie.
Frank, I made a mistake. I thought it was Friday's Frolics. Today is Thursday. Uh-oh.
That's all right.
Okay.
Hey, Louie.
I got the wrong phone number for the Frolics.
Oh, you got the right station, but the wrong day.
That's right.
Yeah, the wrong day. I thought it was Friday.
That's all right.
Well,
we have a question for you.
Huh?
We have a question for you.
Yeah, what? Give me a question.
Okay. Frank, do the honors.
Oh, I thought you had a question.
I was going to give him...
Louis, do you vote?
Vote? I don't think so. What's the vote? It's gonna be who's gonna be your vote?
Election day. You gonna vote for the
election
president?
Election
day. Daddy's gonna vote. Where's gonna be Donald Trump or the other one?
Oh, we don't know.
Yeah, the other one. We don't know. Whoever you want to vote for, you could vote. You have the right to vote.
Yeah.
Did you register? You got to register.
You got to register.
Yeah. I think my father will register.
Yeah, yeah.
You can still.
All right, so tell him to get you registered so you can you go with him and you
vote.
Vote.
You go with him, yeah. You could vote. Whatever
yeah.
you want, you know. Whatever you feel is right, you know. I mean, if you want to
yeah.
do whatever your dad does, you can. If you want to do whatever you do, you could do that. Whatever you feel is right. You know?
Yeah, I was playing a little conga rhythm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah, earlier.
Oh, nice. You gonna play that on Friday? Oh, I'll have some fun.
Oh, no, no, no conga, Frank Perino. No, 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 no.
Oh, why not?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, well,
we're
going to
do our skit tomorrow. Costello
and that'll be fun. Okay, that'll be fun.
So we'll
that'll
do that on the funnies.
Are we
going to
do our alien skit too? Or another night?
Alien? I don't know. I have to think about that.
Okay. You remember
out
what
of
we
space.
Were talking about. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Frank.
Yo.
I was at the mall on a weekend in the afternoon. I went to a girly store. I was stood there for 45
Uh-oh.
Minutes looking around.
Uh-oh.
Girly store.
Yeah, he went to Vicky. He went to Vicky's Secrets.
It's Victoria's Secrets.
Yeah, he went to Vicky's Secrets.
What are you doing in there? Hey,
Louis.
You got a girlfriend? You buy her presents?
No, he just likes to go to
Victoria's
Secret.
I can't find the right size to fit her.
You can't find the right size to fit her.
I got to use the ruler.
What size is she?
Extra large.
Oh.
Well, you got to go to Macy's.
Oh, no. I go to the lady section. Right over there at the Macy's store. Oh, no. I got to find out what size that fits so I can look at it.
Can I say
something? Yeah.
Victoria's Secrets has extra large, too. It also goes it goes higher, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It does.
I don't know if they have that
size. I stood there for 45 minutes, and that's what I did.
I used to wear Victoria's Secrets, by the way, guys.
That don't fit you anymore.
No, actually, I lost weight. It doesn't fit
me
yet, but it will again.
I'm a 245 pounder.
Uh-oh. Actually, I'm
245 pounds?
I am lighter than you. A lot lighter than you. I'm almost 200 pounds. I'm almost under 200 pounds.
To the post office to weigh you.
That's right. I'm almost under 200 pounds.
I just busted the scale.
Yeah, I think you did.
I didn't break no scale. I just made sure I got the right weight in the right time.
At one
I had to get off the scale for a minute because I could weigh my measure.
All the doctors had given me so much medicine, okay, that made me gain weight. I was 305 pounds, okay? I've lost over 100 pounds. Yeah, over. Way over. I've lost a whole human being. I've lost a whole human being. Yeah. I'm almost, let's see, under 200 pounds right now. Almost. I'm right at that point that I'm going to be under 200. And
now you got to firm up those muscles.
I am. I'm doing it. I have physical therapy. I have physical therapy coming. No, I am.
I know.
No, I'm doing that. I'm moving it.
All right, tomorrow night. Louis, give us a commercial for tomorrow night. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Okay,
Louis.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Louis Rivera on Intersight Follics for Friday, for tomorrow. Be sure you tune in on Intersight Block Talk Radio from 8 to 9 o'clock for the Friday Night Frolics. We're going to have a lot of good time. We're going to do Love Drops. We're going to do the three of Lauren and Hardy, Friendly Philosopher, Seth and Son, and Pat Cooper and Fula Zudo and the Honeymooners.
Yeah, there you go.
And don't forget, we'll forget the Inside Frolics tomorrow.
By the way, on the Red Fox, Fred goes to visit Wardell Jackson in jail.
Yeah.
So that should be funny.
That's
all right. Inner Sight around the world. Louie, thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks, Lou.
I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll crack your funny
bone
tomorrow.
Don't forget tomorrow night.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you, Lou. All right, take
You're
care,
welcome.
Lou.
Love ya.
Bye-bye, love ya.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, tonight's show. Who do you vote for? You know, Inner Sight does not endorse any candidate or president.
Nope.
We hold our endorsement in reserve to, you know, to see if we're going to get any response.
Right.
And we have 90% of our listeners here in this country, so that's a pretty big piece. You know, considering that
most of it,
they have friends and so on and so forth. So it could be a couple hundred thousand people. Who knows?
Yeah.
But we urge.
Actually, it's a little more than that now. It's like 95, closer to 95.
Yeah, we urge these politicians to stand up and address the issues, you know. Now, here's an important point. The virus is bad enough for people who are not disabled, but it's 100 times, 1,000 times worse for us who are disabled.
Yes, it is. Correct.
Because now people are using it as an excuse not to do anything. I mean,
they didn't do
anything before to help us.
That's
now they've got an excuse because of the virus. So, you know,
sadly,
that doesn't fly with us.
Yes. Sadly, I just see them not changing too much. And that's the sad part. I don't see, you know, them making either party. And that's the sad part, Frank. I don't see them changing either party, really. I think what needs to be done needs to have a strong candidate, you know, that is totally different to really help the disabled. It needs to have a person in there who actually has had a family member.
Well, you
got to
help
disabled.
Everybody. Everybody.
Yeah, that too. That too.
In doing what we want, you help everyone,
everybody,
the average person.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about making, you know, socialism. No, that's not the answer, because you need to have an economy. You need to have an economy. You need to, you know, but you also do need to have, you know, where you cover everybody as well. You need to have everything there. You need it. You need to have where you have an economy. You need to have where you cover everybody. You need to have where people are easily could pay for what they need. You need to just have all of that in place so people can contribute to, you know, make, you know, the economy grow. You know, you just need it. And you need to have protections in place. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
That's
you need it
sure.
there. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And the big question, who do you vote for? You know, I mean, how do you, anybody out there who has their own measuring rod, we'd like to hear you. Hear what you got to
say.
Well,
for me, I told you what I was going to do before I pick up Maureen's call. She's not in queue, but I know she's going to want to be in queue once I say that. Anyway, Maureen's still hanging out listening. I don't know. Yep, she went right in queue when I said that. I know Maureen. Anyway, I'm just going to quickly say what I...
Well, let's
I'm
ask Maureen.
To.
Who do you vote for?
Well, she already voted. I know who she voted for, too. She told me. But for me, I know what I'm going to do. And I want to send a message. It may sound crazy. I might vote for my spouse, or I might vote for... You could write in things. So I might vote for a cartoon character, because I really... And I have the right to vote, okay? So I'm not going to, you know, not have, I'm not going to say, the point that I'm trying to make is that I do not want to squander that right, okay? I want to still, and I still want to have the right to vote for other things and look at propositions and still be in the booth. I don't want to squander that right, but I don't want to vote for president, okay, because I'm pissed off at both
groups.
Well,
we'll see what happens. Let's take the phone call.
Okay. Or I might just write I'm not interested or something like that, or something in there like that. I might not be, you know, happy with any, or I'm not happy with the candidacy or something like that, you know, something in there like that. All right, so... Maureen is here, and she's coming. Okay, here she comes.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I missed part of the show. I don't know. My phone wasn't working, so it wasn't working right. I don't know.
No, I had trouble calling in. I called. What happened when you called in? I'm just curious. When you call in, what happens? Out of curiosity.
Oh, well, tonight it wasn't saying the blog thing. Then finally it did. Then I was getting
That's
my soap back a couple times. And then...
No, I get it. It doesn't say blog. It doesn't say blog at all. And you keep calling. Oh. And you keep calling. And then all of a sudden it says blog. Right?
Yeah, well, it was like dead for a while. Then it would say blog.
Yeah.
After a few seconds.
Exactly what happens to me. It doesn't say blog at all. And sometimes you connect. I see it on the board, and you're like, what? And then all of a sudden, after a while, you keep looking, and you keep looking.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the board. I see myself. I see you. And I go to pick you up, and then you disconnect. And I'm like, okay, I know she's connecting, but I know that, and I know I'm connecting, but we don't hear the blog announcement at all.
Yeah, I kept pressing the 1 like you have to do, you know, to get into the host key, the queue. And it wasn't doing anything. It just kept, you know, I'd punching and nothing
and
happened. So I tried again.
Right. And you don't hear the blog announcement. Okay. I think I better make another email. And I better go through the exact what's happening, because it's happening to you and it's happening to me. And
it could be that this computer is overworked, the system.
I don't know, because it's happening to two different people from two different areas. That's the thing. You're calling from your cell, or are you calling from, you're calling from a cell, and I'm calling from a house phone. So it doesn't matter.
I only have a cell.
It could happen from... And I called the other night from my cell. So it doesn't matter from what you call. So it's actually blog, period. It's our guest line. All right.
Yeah, it seems like it. Seems like that's what it is, you know. Then when I finally did get in, it was... when I heard it was Louis was on, so
Maureen,
maybe it was
excuse me, you don't have to
say
who you voted for, but did you already cast your vote?
Yes, you did.
Well, yes, I did, but that's another story, because I was at Alice's, and the volunteer who did it for me, she opened it up, and she could only find the president and vice president. I wanted to vote for the other, whatever the other city council, whatever those other issues are. She couldn't find them. I said, well, they have to be there because I heard a man on the radio this morning, this was a week ago Tuesday, saying who, you know, he was running in it. Well, she couldn't find them. Oh, I see it's in other languages and blah, 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 blah. So actually, I only got to vote for, and I hope it was for president.
So you couldn't read the ballot. You couldn't read the ballot.
No, I can't read it. No.
Wow.
So I don't even know if it was done right, and I certainly hope it was.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah. You when you get the absentee ballot, Frank, you can't read it at all.
Wow.
Okay.
That might be against the law.
Well, I mean, somebody with sight could read
it,
but I can't,
actually.
You know.
I don't think the absentee ballot in is not in large print, and it's not against the law.
Yeah.
I don't think that is against the law.
I don't know about that. You'd have to talk to a lawyer. But, you know, the other thing I just thought of, when you vote with the accessible machine, you know, if you don't want to vote for any of the candidates or the president, how can you write in something else?
On the bottom.
Do you mean on the bottom?
On the very bottom of the bottom, there is a section, and you get to that very last section. I saw it, and then I was going to write
on the bottom of what? On the bottom of the machine?
No. You go to each, you know how you go through each conquest? I think that's what they call it. You go through, and as you're going through, it says, you know, like it'll go through, for example, it'll say, whatever, Donald Trump.
I understand
say,
that,
you know,
but
Joe
I'm saying
Biden, blah,
they
blah, blah,
only,
blah. Wait,
they only allow you, you know, you're going to vote Republican or Democrat.
Right. Right, right, and you keep
well, how
going.
Do you, let's say you want to vote for John Brown. How do you write his name in on that machine?
There's a section right at the very bottom of that list of people that is a empty thing. When you get to the very bottom of it, it will then say, you know, it will say fill in blah 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 blah.
Yeah, but how do you
actually
spell the guy's name, the person's name out, and have it on the ballot?
Okay, then a keyboard comes up, okay, and then it will spell out. You could spell out the person's name.
Oh, so there's a way to do it.
Yes, there is.
All right.
But it's like an on-screen keyboard. But the on-screen keyboard, you could use using a phone.
Yeah, you should be able to hear it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, listen, we got to get out of here. Tomorrow night's the Follies around the world in a sight. Want to thank all our listeners, and you know, you got to decide who you're going to vote for. We're not telling you.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, phone number. I want to thank all our callers, Louie, Maureen, everybody who listens, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Tomorrow night, come on down and have a blast.
Yeah,
all
right.
And we'll tell you some crazy stuff tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Thank you so much for listening. Quick tip, wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, keeps away the germs and the virus. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.